Hello, patrons. Welcome to this Orioles on the Verge daily recap. This is Zach, happy to bring you the first daily of the 2024 season, as I'll be looking back at Friday night's contest between the Durham Bulls and the reigning AAA champion Norfolk Tides, which took place at Harbor Park. In the bottom of the first inning, Jackson Holliday would get things started for the Tides by belting a leadoff home run against Bulls starter Mason Montgomery. That set the tone as the Tides were going to defeat the Bulls 12-8 in this game, and Holliday had a very good night at the plate. Starting with that home run, which came off a left-hander in Montgomery, Holliday would ultimately go 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs, 2 runs scored. And it's worth noting that one of his outs in this game was a really hard-hit ball, a line out in the bottom of the second inning that came off the bat at 103.8 miles per hour. Holliday, after being sent down to the minors in a controversial decision by the Orioles, really picking up right where he left off in spring training, making good, solid contact at the plate. And it's worth noting that this home run comes off a pitcher that is regarded as one of the Rays' best prospects. MLB Pipeline has Montgomery ranked 9th on its list right now for the Rays system. Montgomery, a 6th-round pick out of Texas Tech in 2021, has had a good track record in the minor league. So Holliday getting that home run, getting his season off to a good start. Overall, the Tides lineup would collect 17 hits in this game. Connor Norby, who was batting 2nd and playing in right field, goes 4-for-6 with 2 RBIs. Maverick Hanley and Peyton Burdick both belted home runs, with Hanley going 1-for-3 in the game, while Burdick went 1-for-4. Toby Mayo also picking up right where he left off this spring, as he went 2-for-5 in this game. His single came off the bat at 111.3 miles per hour, which was the hardest hit ball in all of AAA last night, per StatCast. So you look at the performances of Holliday, Mayo, and Norby, it's clear that they pick up right where they left off after very good showings in Major League spring training. Not to mention Heston Kjerstad having a good night of his own at the plate, as he went 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. Billy Cook goes 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored as well. So a good night for Norfolk's lineup from top to bottom. Every player in the starting 9 recorded at least 1 base hit. Looking at the pitching side of things now, Chase McDermott got the start for the Tides. And while his command was not very sharp, it was still a pretty good night for him at the plate. He induced 15 swings and misses, which was tied for the most in all of AAA on Friday night. Topped out at 95.7 miles per hour with his fastball, and also getting some good results from his cutter, which is a pitch we know is pretty important for him as a secondary, inducing some swings and misses with that one. Where McDermott ran into a little bit of problems was with the walks. Walks 5 batters over 4 1/3 innings pitched, and overall 85 pitches in this game, 46 of them strikes. Looking at the full context of where McDermott is coming into this point in the season, I think you have to feel pretty good about this outing. Keep in mind that he missed some time late last year with the back injury. While he did look good in camp, you don't always know how that's going to translate to the early season numbers, especially when you factor in that they're moving into a little bit colder weather, although last night at Norfolk was not that cold with a game time temperature of 67. But still, having to go deeper into outings, you don't always know what you're going to get early on. So much like last year, I think McDermott over the first few weeks of the season is going to have to work on efficiency. He's going to have to work on throwing strikes more consistently, because as we saw last year and as we saw last night, when he is in the strike zone, hitters struggle to square up on him. And the fact that you're seeing this many swings and misses out of the gate is a good sign. One more highlight to note from the pitching, from the Tides pitching staff, is Monison Charles delivered a scoreless inning of relief last night, and the fastball velocity just about where you would want to see it right now for Charles. We know that that's really a key thing for him. He was hitting the upper 90s, mainly 97, 98 with the fastball. Also seeing him throw strikes is really important. We know that the command is really the big thing that Charles has to work on if he's going to get major league time this year. Last year in Bowie, after starting out there, looked really good early in the season, then struggled when he went to Norfolk. There were some encouraging signs late last season, And if you look at his performance in spring training and his first outing, it seems like he's starting to settle in and really locate his pitches more consistently. Last night, we primarily saw fastballs from Charles, but he did mix in a few cutters as well. Statcast has one changeup in there. I don't know if that actually was a changeup or if that was a cutter that was reported as a changeup. We'll have to see after a few more outings what his pitch mix typically looks like. But really, his ability to locate the fastball and one other pitch is going to go a long way towards him getting major league time this year, because we know when he's on, he's got the ability to really shut hitters down. And if he could just throw strikes consistently, I could see him really dominating in AAA and being somebody to get significant time in the major league bullpen this year. That will all remain to be seen, but based on the early returns, the tide's looking pretty strong as they begin the 2024 season. They will continue their series against the Bulls this evening, with Bruce Zimmerman getting the start for Norfolk in their 6:35 contest. And of course, the Orioles and the Angels will square off for game two of their season opening series at 4:05 today. So plenty of good baseball to look forward to on this Saturday. Bob will be back with you here in a couple of days to recap Norfolk's second and third games. And then, of course, we'll be on the air Monday night to look at the latest news in Birdland, both with a focus on the majors and the minors. In the meantime, thank you for listening to this daily, and I hope you have a great weekend.